We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions,
is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Hello, Green Living viewers. Thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms. In Europe, Yorbird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hawkwood 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV, Channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU band, Intelsat 10C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Yorbird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 88 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe, in Ankh Verong, Channel 40 on CSSAT. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buer, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. And in Kumba, Channel 23 on SEAT Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basatcom Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blundellsat. And in Edea, Channel 37 on Itablesemong Eserna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde.
In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Casco Urbano, Frontera Sector Portachuelo, El Vivero, and Pueblo Viejo, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Channel 38 on Cableva TV. In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor and Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Visión de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on ASU Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativá, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón, in Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Tele Los Nidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3. Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33. Urbanización 25, 26, and 27. Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa, 10 Barrios. Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolívar, Channel 73 on ATV, La Estancia. And in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente.
And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tireo, El Rio, and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión.
In Costanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas del Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Visas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Holytel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristóbal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión.
In Paraguay, in Valleme, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santani, Channel 30 on Taperacuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Minga Guazu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Minga Guazu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghwa Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiao Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingzong Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Xiai County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Xiai City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong An Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Aztec Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Cha Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukbatar Seleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhanur Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Cha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television, Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bayanzurk and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotol, Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City and Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sanburt Company. And in Senshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelmtel. And in Hamburg on Willitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, 8 new plant species are discovered in Bolivia. In sustainable energy news, scientists in the Netherlands find a method of obtaining electricity from estuaries. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Dogs Trust, a United Kingdom non-profit which takes care of approximately 16,000 sweet canine friends a year. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, December 6th, is the Independence Day of Finland, celebrating its sovereignty achieved in 1917. Known for its thousands of lakes, Finland is also the most thickly forested country in Europe. It is situated between Sweden and Russia and is one of the most northern countries in the world. The nation's rich culture is reflected in famous individuals such as renowned architect Mr. Eliel Saarinen, Nobel laureate in literature Mr. Frans Emil Sillanpää, highly acclaimed writer-illustrator of children's books Ms. Tove Jansson, and prominent 20th century composer Mr. Sean Sibelius. We wish a festive Independence Day for all the creative people of Finland.
Flying News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from Formosa or Taiwan. In September, southern Formosa was pummeled by Typhoon Fanafi. The damage was severe and our Formosan or Taiwanese Association members began relief operations immediately afterward, as per Supreme Master Qinghai's request in such disaster situations. After receiving their updated reports, Supreme Master Qinghai donated an additional $20,000 on October 19th for any extra urgent needs, sending all her love and prayers.
Continuing the relief work, our association members went to the affected Dahao and Yilin tribes in Lai Township that they had not yet visited, although some of the mountain roads leading to the communities were still destroyed or covered by mud and rock. The relief team was able to reach them with the guidance of Dahao Tribal Chief Mr. Fukue Kao. There, they delivered supplies to the tribe's 50 households.
Since the majority of villagers were elders and children, our association members played games and sang with them. They were also touched to hear the elders sing them an ancient melody, with the lyrics conveying their thankfulness as they invited our association members to visit them again. The relief recipients also conveyed their delight to receive information on the healthy, eco-stabilizing vegan lifestyle via the SOS flyers and booklets of vegan recipes.
Our association members also went to Wutai Township, where most of 1,200 villagers were still staying in a temporary shelter as their electricity and water supplies were still out a month after the typhoon hit.
Many of the villagers made their living growing taro, sweet potatoes, and millet. The blocked roads and bridges resulting from the typhoon meant that they were not able to distribute or sell their harvests. They said they also felt heartbroken and helpless to see that the beautiful landscapes of their childhood days were gone, as disasters were causing worse damage every year.
Our association members distributed a 30-kilogram bag of rice each to the 329 families in the Kuchuan, Chilu tribe, and Wutai tribes, while conveying Supreme Master Qinghai's love and sympathies. The relief recipients were comforted and also glad to learn more about the earth-protecting vegan lifestyle.
We appreciate the assistance of all the village leaders, as we also thank Supreme Master Qinghai for her unconditional support and our association's relief team for their sincere endeavors. Wishing the indigenous Formosan people a smooth recovery of their regular day-to-day lives, as we pray that our kinder stewardship of the earth helps ensure the stability of our shared planetary abode.
Zhi shu huan bao, lai jiu di qiao.
Villages evacuated as Ecuadorian volcano re-erupts, with the Tungurahua volcano once again spewing molten rocks and large clouds of ash and gas skyward. Officials ordered evacuations on Saturday, December 4, for residents within 8 miles of the volcano center. They also placed the area under red alert and asked that no one try to enter the region. According to the Ecuadorian Institute for Geophysics, the volcanic activity had rapidly increased since Saturday morning, with lava flowing 2 kilometres from the crater and ash clouds reaching nearly 3 kilometres in height, with volcanic dust that descended to cover the villages of Pondoa and Petate. We are grateful for the attentive safety measures of Ecuador's officials and personnel, as we pray for the continued protection of the area's residents. With heaven's grace, may such potential disasters be minimised, as we strive to regard the environment with greater consideration and respect.
Countries rally to assist in extinguishing Israeli wildfires, with fatalities that had climbed to 42 and more than 17,000 residents evacuated from areas around the nation's third largest city of Haifa. Forest fires that began on Thursday, December 2nd, continued to rage across mountains in northern Israel on Saturday. As strong winds, dry weather, and high temperatures continued, Fire Service Officer Boaz Arkia said it would likely be a week before the inferno was extinguished. To aid the hundreds of Israeli firefighters, police, and army forces working nonstop from the ground, personnel from Jordan and Bulgaria arrived on Saturday, while Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas offered the aid of civil defense troops. By Sunday, some 20 teams had come from nations such as Egypt, Azerbaijan, and Romania.
The United Kingdom sent 2 Royal Air Force search and rescue helicopters, while Cyprus and Switzerland sent air assistance as well. 5 additional planes arrived from Spain, with 1 from Germany, and an Evergreen 747 supertanker sent by the United States, which also offered additional technical aid and equipment. Within Israel itself, several hotels provided rooms for evacuees as supermarket chains donated goods for rescue service personnel and displaced families. Saying that the outpouring of assistance symbolized an unprecedented response, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu expressed his gratitude to all those who offered help.
We join in heartfelt appreciation, all governments, firefighters, and other personnel, for your courageous and tireless work to put out the blaze and help the afflicted. Our earnest sympathies to those who lost loved ones, as we pray for the protection of both humans and wildlife, and that the safety and beauty of all forests may be restored through our more caring stewardship of the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
OSCE Summit concludes with Security Accord. Leaders from the 56 member states of the Organization for Security and Cooperation, or OSCE in Europe, met on Wednesday and Thursday, December 2nd, in Astana, Kazakhstan, for the first time in 11 years. As one of the world's largest intergovernmental organizations, the OSCE was originally formed through the United Nations and is represented by countries from Europe, the Caucasus, Central Asia, and North America. Its mission is to oversee such areas as arms control, as well as protection of human rights, freedom of the press, and fair elections.
In this meeting, delegates sought to update and streamline these objectives, and shortly before its close on Thursday, participants announced adoption of the Astana Commemorative Declaration, a document that calls for conflict resolution through diplomacy, as well as touching on areas of economic and environmental policy and human rights. Hosting Kazakh President Nursultan Nazarbayev noted that the declaration supports a trusting and transparent approach to security.
Our sincere congratulations, Your Excellency and all Organization for Security and Cooperation Summit participants, for your work together in re-establishing cooperative goals of peace. May such advancements continue, leading to a safe and harmonious future for societies worldwide.
Sailors saved from sinking ship. On Friday evening, December 3, Panamanian cargo vessel MV Hongwei suddenly began sinking in an area between the southeast coast of China and the Philippines' Batanes Islands, with 24 Chinese crew members on board. 14 of the ship's crew was rescued on Saturday by a passing Chinese ship and the Formosan or Taiwanese Coast Guard. while an international sea and air search has been launched for the remaining 10 sailors by rescue teams from Formosa or Taiwan, Japan and the Philippines. We are grateful to know of the 14 Chinese crew members' safety as we thank the Chinese vessel, Formosan Coast Guard and all search and rescue teams for their concerned efforts. Our prayers for the soon and successful rescue of the remaining sailors as we wish them all many happy reunions with loved ones.
Hello, I'm Camelot the Camel, a happy vegan with a tip of the day. To minimize the sand that gets in your car after a trip to the beach, try keeping a spare pair of shoes to change into. Placing a tarp or bin for soiled shoes and wet clothing in your trunk is also helpful. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for watching. Now, the weather around the world.
In ecology news, 8 new plant species are discovered in Bolivia. Botanists from the Missouri Botanical Gardens in the USA found the plants in the Medidi National Park, an adjacent locality situated on the eastern slopes of the Andes. The documentation of 7 of the types is the result of collaborative efforts with the Bolivia's National Herbarium. It is part of Project Medidi, which began a decade ago. Since that time, 132 new species have been identified. Our sincere thankfulness, Missouri Botanical Garden and Bolivian National Herbarium, for your dedicated efforts to locate previously unknown kinds of flora. May the rich biodiversity of this area be protected and cherished evermore.
In sustainable energy news, estuaries could be a new source of energy. Scientists from the Netherlands have developed a method to attain electricity through the interaction of fresh river water flowing into a salty ocean in estuaries. Called reverse electrodialysis, it collects electricity that is made when solutions of different salinity mix. A special membrane is used to gather the electric charge in devices that are similar to fuel cells. They have no moving parts, so wildlife is more protected. Researchers from the Center of Excellence for Sustainable Water Technology, University of Groningen, and the University of Twente, all from the Netherlands, published their report in the journal Environmental Science and Technology. What a significant innovation. Participating Dutch scientists, may advances such as these, combined with a low-emissions vegan diet, lead us to a glorious era of our planet. Ahead on Noteworthy News is a series of Shining World Leadership presenting Dogs Trust, a United Kingdom charity dedicated to finding a loving home for each special canine in its care. We'll be under a tree shade for a while to enjoy the surrounding greenery. Be right back. Please stay tuned for more friendly news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, elevated news for an uplifting world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Dogs Trust, a United Kingdom animal protection organisation which held a reunion in November 2010 for 50 beagles rescued and adopted 13 years earlier.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Dogs Trust is a United Kingdom charity dedicated to the well-being of our canine friends. Established in 1891, the organisation, originally named the National Canine Defence League, has 17 rehoming centres throughout the nation. Together they take care of approximately 16,000 dogs a year. The goal is to rehabilitate the sweet canines if necessary and find loving homes for them.
Dogs Trust has a number of projects including neutering campaigns conducted in areas which have many stray dogs. Workshops presented in schools on responsible guardianship of canine friends by a team of dogs education officers is another endeavor. In addition, dogs are fostered if their caregivers are in emergency situations. Free veterinary care is also offered to the canine companions of people without homes.
Dogs Trust sponsors fun events like a party in November 2010 to reunite beagles that had been rescued from a breeding laboratory in 1997. 50 of the 126 saved beagles came to the non-profit, and each one was adopted by a caring family. Our heartfelt appreciation, Dogs Trust, on your devotion to your beautiful and intelligent canine co-inhabitants. May the day soon come when all precious dog friends are able to live in happiness and safety, sharing their incredible hearts with cherished families.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is donating $17,000 to Dogs Trust and has asked our United Kingdom Association members to bring vegan dog food for the Dog Trust centers which they can contact. Now let's listen to a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled Marriage.
Wife, asked her husband, I married you only because no one else took pity on you. So the husband said, you succeeded. Now I have the sympathy of everyone.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
My whole family has been watching your channel for a long time. We really like the good selection of programs. Yurchenko from Nikolaev, Ukraine.
Greetings, Yurchenko. Your supportive note is appreciated. We wish you and your family many pleasurable viewing hours. May divine blessings be with you, your loved ones, and all the warm-hearted people of charming Nikolaev in the Ukraine.
Do you have a hotline today? We welcome your hotlines and stories. Please send them to hotline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/hotline. We sure have enjoyed spending time with you on Noteworthy News.
May your soul sing in blissful oneness with heaven, wishing you a grace-filled week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The CRH-380A, a new generation Chinese high-speed train connecting Beijing and Shanghai, sets a world record as it reaches 481.1 kilometers per hour.
Experts state that a recently discovered terracotta statue of the Virgin Mary holding Jesus after his crucifixion is the work of master artist Michelangelo. and served as a model for his marble sculpture, the Pieta.
Ms. Tanya Smith of Arkansas, United States, rescues tigers from all over the world in an effort to save them from extinction, giving them loving sanctuary at the Turpentine Creek Wildlife Refuge, which houses over 100 of the rare animals.
The first ever Paw Justice Award for bravery, honoring fallen dog heroes, is bestowed upon Gage, a police dog in New Zealand who lost his life protecting his partner and human caregiver, Bruce Lamb.
Grammy-nominated British singer-songwriter Leona Lewis, a dedicated animal welfare advocate, visits a bear sanctuary in Romania for the second time this year and helps feed rescued bears who previously endured suffering as tourist attractions.
Mr. Chris Hughes, co-founder of the online social networking venue Facebook, announces the launch of a new service called Jumo, designed to connect interested individuals with charity organizations of their choice to improve the lives of all those in need.
As China faces economic challenges that are affecting especially the less fortunate, the government strives to boost agricultural production while also distributing more than $52 million in subsidies to assist those in need.
Israeli entrepreneur Amit Gopher, who was left paralyzed after a car accident, invents ReWalk, a robotic trousers device designed to assist paraplegics in standing, walking, and even climbing stairs.
Responding to favorable customer response, Misab Ethiopian Restaurant in New Jersey, USA, debuts vegan bakery creations by local sensation Ms. Nikki Messiah, with the restaurant saying that more vegan options will be added per customer request.
The Elder Hay Hospital in Liverpool, England, finds that young patients respond more calmly to treatment when listening to recordings of songbirds and other nature sounds.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.